How can I listen within when I am not even trained to listen in the outer? How can I listen within when I am not even trained to listen in the outer? I'd love to listen to my divine self. I'd love to listen within and hear what's going on, hear the magic that's going on there, the wonderful ideas, the flow of consciousness within me. But I haven't even learned to listen to the outer, which is so evident and so easy for me to be in contact with. Have I listened to a tree? Okay, that's difficult again. Have I listened to another person? Well, that's difficult too. Okay. Have I listened to a pet, an animal? Have I listened to an animal? Now that's a good one. That's something that I can conceive of for myself. Do I ever hold a cat or a puppy dog or a dog in my arms? I'm sitting in the chair and the cat comes and cuddles up in my lap. Do I listen to the cat? Do I listen to the little baby puppy that I have picked up into my arms and held there, and it's resting so comfortably? Do I listen to it? Do I listen to the purring of the cat? Do I listen to the breathing of the dog? Do I listen? Staying with the cat for a moment, do I listen to the cat? Does the cat purr? Do I feel the vibrations on the cat's throat with my fingers? Do I hold the cat ever so gently? I have a number of cats that have come through my life, and some have had very tough fur and some have had very gentle fur. The cat I have right now is Jeannie, all black, and a little skittish, but that's because she was living in a different environment before she came to my house. And when she came to my house, she just sort of mellowed in. She felt so comfortable here. She felt comfortable with everybody. She went up to the dogs and she went up to any pet that would come into the house and she would just snuggle in close to them. And when she'd sit on my lap, she was a little hesitant about sitting on my lap in the beginning, but she told herself, it's okay. And so she sat on my lap. She stepped so gently. And when I touched her fur is so light, like a feather, just so light, so gentle. And she goes rolling in the dust and rolling in the dirt, and then she shakes it all off, and then she comes in, and she cuddles up on my lap. And I listen to her purr. And I say to myself, I wonder what she's thinking. And then I say to myself, I know what she's thinking. She's thinking she's very happy. She's very contented. She's very wonderful. And then the interesting thought goes through my mind. She has adopted me. I didn't adopt her. I just invited her into our house. If she wanted to be here, fine. If not, that's fine too. I do not own anything or anybody. And so she settled in my lap, and it's her choice. And she sits there purring away, sometimes even preening herself while she's sitting in my lap. And what she says to me is what I think in my heart she is saying to me. I think in my heart that she is saying to me, I like being here. I like this house. I like Rex. I like Herb. I like all of the people who come and visit here. I like it here. This is a wonderful place. I feel peaceful here. I feel contented here. I'll bring Herb a mouse that I've caught and put it right in the middle of the living room floor or right in front of the kitchen sink so he's sure to see it, because I want him to know that I'm doing these things for him. And I say, thanks a lot, Jeannie, thanks a lot. And so whenever Jeannie sits on my lap, or Jeannie stands on the chair behind me, or Jeannie stands on top of my monitor, or on top of my keyboard as I'm working on my computer, I say to her, Jeannie, you are a love. You have come into my home to remind me to listen within and love. I listen to your heart, Jeannie. I listen and it says, I'm happy here. This is a content place. So contented and so relaxed and so peaceful and so balanced. I just love to be here. I have no past. I have no future. I have no present. I only have now, and I'm living that now, right now with you, Herb. Right now with you. Now, she's talking to me. Yes. She's talking to me, and she's telling me these things, and she's saying that she's very happy here. Now, you see, it's not hard for me to conceive that my cat is talking to me and saying those things, and at least indicating in every possible way that she's a happy cat, happy to be here. I ask myself, how can I listen within when I am not even trained to listen to the outer? Okay, and I'm listening to the cat's inner. Now, let's go back again once more to the tree. Just as the cat has no voice, even though it has purring, a tree has no voice. But what does a tree say to me? I look at the trees that are standing around my house. And I see one tree that's growing up near the telephone and the electric line. And it's leaning as far away from the line as it can. And yet it wants to go on up. And some of its branches stick right into the telephone wires and electric wires. But it's going in a very twisted way, but not an unhappy way. It just say, I'd like to be over here, away from the vibrations of the electricity and the telephone. Another tree right next to it, just about 8 feet from it, it's growing straight and tall. It's not as luxuriant as the tree by the electricity. Now, is the tree by the electricity getting some electrical current from the power, or is it just a different tree, or is it just a different growing? Well, can I let the tree talk to me? Can I listen to that outer tree talk to me? And do I say, well, tree, what's going on in your world? Or do I just say, tree, I am in charge. I bless you. I surround you with my pure white light of love. I see you growing straight and tall and beautiful. And tree, you by the electric wires, you are growing so healthy and so wonderful, but you're leaning away from the wires. Or are you just leaning? Are the wires making you lean or not? Oh, it's not the wires. You're just leaning because you want to lean. You can grow up straight and tall by wires or lean as I wish. But I'm just leaning because I like to lean. Oh, come on, tree. Have you ever heard of a tree that liked to lean? A tree wants to grow straight and tall from the roots straight up into the sky, just wonderfully straight and tall. Who said them? Well, that's what I was told. Is that what you want to do, tree? No, I want to grow like I'm growing. I'm sort of arcing away from the wires and growing up tall. And as I grow up taller, I come back to where the wires are no longer, but I'm straight over my roots. And then I have this interesting bubbly boop in my trunk. And it doesn't bother me. I love it. Oh, tree, what do you have to say to me today? Do you have something significant to say? Oh, come on now, Herb. I am whatever your thoughts are about me. I am whatever your thoughts are about me. Well, that's interesting, tree. Are the flowers like that? And is everything on earth like that? Well, Herb, I shouldn't have to remind you of this, but you created everything that exists on earth. and everything that exists on earth exists because you created it to be whatever you created it to be. So, I'm this tree, and you created me as this tree to be this tree, and I like being this tree. How can I listen within when I'm not even trained to listen to the outer? So, as I train myself to listen to the outer, I realize that that is my inner all along. Whatever I see in the outer is what I am inside myself. What I am inside my thinking, inside of my attitude, inside my life. Whatever I am, that's what I see in the outer. And how interesting that is. How fantastic that is. How can I listen within when I am not even trained to listen to the outer? Well, I can listen within with the same intelligence and the same joy and the same magic of thinking that I listen without. That I look at things that I have created, that I have brought forth by my thought, and how wonderful those things are, how great and grand those things are, because they are who I am. They are the magic in me, and they are wonderful, and I love it. So in truth, I'm really listening within. And when I give myself credit for listening within, I can say, I want to meditate on who I am within me. Well, who I am within me is good and very good. Who I am within me is wonderful. And who I am within me is what I see in the outer and what I see in the inner. So, in truth, I'm meditating all the time. That's right, whatever you think about. In truth, I am being my inner self all the time. That's right, that's the only thing you can be because there is nothing outer. The outer is just a reflection of what you are thinking within yourself. Oh, I see now. That's how I listen within. And I'm aware, that's the word, I'm aware of my outer by listening to my inner. And I'm aware of my inner by looking at the outer, which is a reflection of my inner. How fantastic! How simple! How easy! Yes, no more fighting, no more being anxious about it, just letting go and listening to the inner. As I listen to my cat and dog, as I listen to the trees, as I listen to my heart, I'm listening to me. Join me in this revelation of understanding that is so beautiful because it comes right from my heart and my soul. It comes right from my being. It is who I am. I love you. I love you. I love you.